A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, April the 26th, 2018. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Today on the Women's Roundtable, we're looking at the increase of the number of women entrepreneurs at the International Trade Fair currently underway in Bulawayo. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can phone us directly to 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
As you know, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But ladies, as you know out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai musakanganwe.
On the internet, Ebulenjini, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming on all our Facebook platforms. So go to VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 and join in the conversation right away. Today on the Women's Roundtable, we're looking at the increase in the number of women entrepreneurs at the International Trade Fair currently underway in Bulawayo. What are your views on the issue?
And the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair says it has registered 40% increase in exhibitor numbers this year in comparison to last year. ZITF Chairperson Ruth Ncube told reporters that there was a massive surge in the numbers of exhibitors, both local and foreign. A total of 495 direct exhibitors are participating at this year's fair, which 40% more than the 356 who took part in last year's exhibition.
And a star also running concurrently with the exhibition are business conferences. Speaking at a business conference today, the Commissioner General of the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority, ZIMRA, said taxpayers owe the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority $4.2 billion. And a number of individuals, as well as the business entities that are supposed to pay tax, are not complying. And the trade fair started on Monday this week and is expected to be officially opened by President Emmerson Mnangagwa tomorrow. This year's edition of the trade fair is running under the theme Sustainable Industrial Development, Inclusive, Competitive, Collaborative. A huge theme there, Esther.
That's interesting. And you can see that there's growing confidence in the government is also believed to have seen countries such as the United Arab Emirates making their maiden appearance at ZITF, while several traditional exhibitors from SADC, North Africa, Middle East, and Europe returned. The perennial participants at ZITF 2018 include Botswana, China, Ethiopia, Indonesia, Iran, Japan, Kenya, Germany, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, and South Africa.
And let's take a look at a video that we have, at, you know, of the, you know, people from ZITF actually talking about the event. Let's go over to ZITF.
2018, as it kicked off this morning, the 59th edition of the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair kicked off this morning on a very lively note as we welcomed the arrival of the majority of our stakeholders, including exhibitors, visitors, and delegates. This year's show has seen us witness a surge in exhibitor numbers, with 40% more exhibitors having booked space compared to last year's closing total of 356. Exhibitors continue to make a last-minute dash for exhibition space, with some sending communication that they are still on their way. This morning saw the bulk of our stakeholders descend on the exhibition center at the same time, causing a few bottlenecks in the registration and access systems, but were pleased to report that by mid-morning, the bulk of the participants had been attended to. In terms of the outlook of our show, exhibits have been arranged as follows. Hall 1, building construction, home improvement, engineering, agriculture, equipment, and energy. Hall 3, tourism and travel, education, and training. Hall 4, there is printing, packaging, stationery, ICT, and financial services.
That the MAV was Ruth Ncube. She's actually the chairperson of the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair. She's speaking to business people. She's speaking to reporters in one of the meetings at the ZIT.
What I'm also finding interesting, Star, is the composition of high-powered women sitting right there in front of her. I think you were mentioning that also the director, I think, or the manager is also a woman.
Yes, actually, she's... No, Matemba Ndlovu, mm-hmm. Yes, she's also, we have a female, and also Stella Nkomo, she's the public relations officer of the ZITF. I hope they are busy at the trade fair right now. There are many events that are taking place. Mm-hmm. I hope we'll have them in our show.
Yes, but it's interesting to see how we are having these high-powered women running the ZITF.
Yes.
And this year also, Star, we're seeing the participation of non-traditional organizations like the Sexual Rights Center, which this year is running a campaign on safe sex and HIV prevention. I spoke to the spokesperson of the organization, Moja Moekela, who said he was not in Bulawayo, but he said his organization is encouraging everyone coming to the trade fair to remember the United Nations mandate for all nations of ending AIDS by the year 2030. He said, quote unquote, it is very important and everyone's responsibility to make sure that AIDS is ended by 2030, he added. What are your views on the issue?
Yeah, kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma lamhla sise Zimbabwe International Trade Fair yenzakala khona le kwaBulawayo lapho okuthe gwaqa khona iziphathamandla zamabhizimusi kanye lezamanye amazwe bezobona okubukiswayo. Siyakwazi ukuthi lo ngumkhosi weminyaka yonke, kodwa okwehlukileyo ngalomnyaka ukuthi abaqoqa lombuthano bathi bona ukugcwele kakhulu ababuyileyo ukuzotshengisa impahla zabo. Lizabakwazi ukuthi njengoba lo ungumbukiso ophatha kakhulu ezentuthuko kanye le economy eyelizwe. Abaningi babengala siqiniseko sokuthi eleZimbabwe njengoba umumo womnotho walo ubhidlika kambe kukhona okungaphuma kuwena. Manje abanye bathi kathesi njengoba sokulo hulumende kamongameli Mnangagwa mhlawumbe yikho kube labantu abaningi ngoba kuthiwa isilinganiso esingamachumi amane ekhulwini 40% ukukhuphuka kwenani labantu ababuyileyo kuzotshengisa impahla zabo. Siyananzelela njalo ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga uvule ngokusemthethweni umbukiso lo owamabhizimusi. Kodwa umongameli Mnangagwa yena uzawuvula kusasa ngokusemthethweni. Njalo usefikile kwaBulawayo, simbonile sehla kundizamtshina kuJoshua Mqabuko Nkomo Airport ehlangabezwa nguye umnumzana Chiwenga kanye lesiphathamandla khona ngale kwaBulawayo. Njalo sinanzelela ukuthi phakathi kwabantu bonke laba ababukisayo bakhona abesifazane abaningi. Njalo besikhuluma lokuthi sithemba sizaba kuhlelo sithemba bazabuya abesifazana abaphetheyo lapha e-trade fair. Unkosikazi Nomathemba Ndlovu yena nguye umanager we-ZITF. Njalo simbonile ekhuluma unkosikazi Ruth Ncube ngumgcini sihlalo. Njalo sithemba unkosikazi Stella Nkomo yena ophethe ezokwethulwa kwembiko la isizaba layo kuhlelo. Siyake sikhulume labo kubona lo msakazo njalo bafisa ukukhuluma kodwa bathi bamatasatasa lamhla ngoba kugcwele abantu okumele bekhulume labo baleziphatha amandla kuba lemhlangano khona le trade fair nxa abanye abantu sebesukile kodwa kabe lokho kulemhlangano esele okuningi sizalithulela khona khonapha kuhlelo asihluzeni bomama kodwa singayikhatshana asizweni unkosikazi noMathemba Nkomo yena ke enguye umanager weZITF esichasisela ukuthi kwenzakalani kulumbuthano.
Umbukiso wonyaka weZITF uqale namhlanje ngendlela encomekayo kakhulu njalo samukele amakhulu lamakhulu awabantu abazobukisa impahla yabo. Siqathanisa lomnyaka odlulileyo inani labantu ababukisayo walonyaka ikhwele ngesilinganiso esingamachumi amane ekhulwini. Silokho sisamukela abantu ngoba belokho besithinta akade bengabhalisanga ukuthi sebefuna ukubukisa nawo. Kusasa umsekeli kamongameli uRetired General Constantino Chiwenga ukhangelelwe ukuthi avule umhlangano wabosomabhizinisi ozakhangela indaba ezisebhudwini kuleli. Umbukiso walonyaka uzavulwa okusemthethweni ngumongameli wakuleli uComrade uEmerson Mnangagwa ngolwesihlanu. Njalo sincusa uZulu wakoBulawayo ukuthi aze azozibonela okuzabe kusenzakala.
That there was ZITF General Manager noMathemba Ndlovu. She's saying what we've been saying here because we got the information from her about the exhibitors, the high yes. number, but that was before the opening by Mr. Chiwenga. Now that she's also announcing that he's the one who's going to be opening, so that was before. But otherwise, lizwile lapho egcizelela unkosikazi noMathemba Ndlovu ngokwenzakala embokiseni we-trade fair. Yes, singakayi ke kumavela silapha lichathisele okwenzakalayo ngesishona. Asilaleleni njalo abanye abake bakhuluma ngombokiso lo abesifazana. Kwakulabanye abahambe kweminye imbuthano okwaqala kwakhulunywa khona labesifazana ngokuthi baqhube njani amabhizinus. Asizweni ukuthi bathini kulomunye wesilisa khonapho.
Samukele amakhulu lamakhulu awabantu abazobukisa impahla yabo. Siqathanisa lomnyaka owedlulileyo, inani labantu ababukisayo walonyaka likhwele ngesilinganiso esingamachumi amane ekhulwini. Silokho sisamukela abantu ngoba balokho besithinta ababengakabhalisi ukuthi sebefuna ukuzobukisa labo. Sincusa uZulu wakoBulawayo ukuthi aze azozibonela okuzabe kusenzakala.
Umbukiso walonyaka ukhanya ungcono mangi uqathanisa lo mnyaka odluleyo ngoba sizwiyo labo abayibo abasiqoqela lo mbuso abeZITF besithi abantu abatshengisayo lonyaka baningi okuthiwa increase nge 40%. Lamanye ama-companies akade engekho ngomnyaka ophelileyo siwabone ebuyile. Singazi kumbe i-new dispensation leyo kumbe yini kodwa ngingathi umbukiso walonyaka ukhanya ungcono ikakhulu ngikhangele i-hall number 4 eyevele enkulu njalo yanisa ukuthi kugcwale abantu ababebukisa bevela emazweni achiyeneyo. Ngibone kuphithizelwa.
Ngiyibona imi kahle kulento eziningi kakhulu kuyatshengisela ukuthi it's live kuyajabulisa sifunda into eziningi and we seeing other organizations and companies that were no longer there coming eminyakeni edlulileyo and now the people are here there is so much to learn
njengabomama kuningi esikutholileyo lapho besibuza sikulothi khadi lathi ku new dispensation lay singaba involved njani but hayi ukucacile ukuthi even kuma special economic zones lathi singilunga bomama silalilungilo siyakulakho lathi ukuthi sibe involved silakho lathi ukuthi sithole imisebenzi njengabomama labantu bethu futhi thina nje siyabe si ikakhulu sikhala ngabantu bethu ukuthi hayi engavuleka ama special economic zones lawa asimsebenze zabakhona labantwana bazathola imisebenzi.
Lapho ke sizwe abade bekhuluma bese trade fair mavela sibegcizelela konke lokho ebesixoxa ngakho.
So what was the general consensus from the people that were speaking there?
Yes, still the same that there seems to be more people coming. Like the one of the speakers there is saying actually hall 4, that is one of the biggest halls there, saying was packed. You know,
Yes.
It's like it's an open and at the corner and someone over there and someone over there. If you've been to the trade fair, uh-huh. you'll visualize what's going on.
It's been a while.
So they're actually confirming what the general manager was saying.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu, nhasi tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe International Trade Fair kuBulawayo uko madzimai mazhinji tiri kunzwa kuti vakapinda pamusangano wegore rino. Trade Fair yakatanga nemusi wemuvhuro uye iri kutarisirwa kuvhurwa zviri pamutemo mangwana nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa. Uye takaona nezuro General Constantino Chiwenga vachitaura kune mimwe misangano yemabhizimisi yanga iri kuitwa ikoko kutrade fair. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatishange tiri kutarisa tichionawo kuti pane here zvakadzidzwa nemadzimai zvatingaone zvichapakurirwawo kune mamwe madzimai vasina kukwanisa kuenda kutrade fair. Tinochingamidza vese vari pano Studio 7 Facebook page yedu. Tinochingamidza Zodwa Tekla Ntlanga vari kuti fair makadiko. Messi Nyakabawo ari kuti ndiripo ndiri kukapa. Philip Munjaranji, and watching from Durban. Dick Nyagomo, listening from Inyanga. Justine Adria, Trukukone, Mripano Fungai, Sikereta, Trukukone, Matimi Muruku Baira, Kumozambique, Brighton Mandire Gerere. And I'm watching you. Nice program. I was Sundosha, Tino Farira Uyeje, Kanamurkungo Vakupinda Mchirongwa, Janyai Pakanzi Shet, Wenitakawanda Chadzoka, Shekwa Muri, Asire, Gaiti Mboenda, Kunemungwe Mushina Bizimisi. Ari ikoko kutrade fair tinzwe kuti kuri kufamba sei pari zvino.
Ndakatanga kuuya kuno 2006. I remember very well kuti ndine mashets angu 6, madress angu 8, machira angu tofunga ingova 6 chete. Asi sezvo zvauri kuona kuti stand yakazara, zvimwe zvichakatozara nemumabhegi. Ndakakurira kuno ndoko ndakatanga kuzikanwa. Kuya kutrade fair kunoya vanhu vanobva mativi mana kwakasiyana siyana. Ende vanhu vese ivavo ndine makastoma izvozvo vari kubva kuBotswana, handiti muriko here, vari kubva kuSouth Africa vati muriko here. Vamwe vatoti ha ndimi maitaurwa nai wekuIndonesia izvozvi, vati tiri kutouya tichitorawo machira emuno nekuti taona kuti une mamwe machira asiri emuno. Saka ndo zvandinoita. Saka ndinotokurudzira zvikuru kunyanya madzimai, usazeze kusvika panonzi kutrade fair ukanzwa zita rekuti trade fair wobva wavhunduka. Ndokwatakakurira vamwe, nhasi kuzivikanwa kudai kuexhibita kwakanaka, unozivikanwa, basa rako rinokura.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna amai Rosemary Vambe, video yakagadzirwa iye nemutori wedu wenhau Taurai Shava, akange ari ikoko kutrade fair nezuro uyezve nhasi arikozve achititapira nhau dzezviri kuitika ikoko kutrade fair. Toda kutora mukana unowu kuti titi kune avo vari kuteerera, ibvai madzvanya pakanzi share kuitira kuti tione takawanda. Regai timbokuchingamidzai zvakare. Philip Mujaraji, tiri kukuonai. Dick Nyagomo, hanzi ndiri kuno kuinya. Nyanga Justine Mandrea, and listening. Fungai, Trukukona, Muripano Sikereta, Matimurku Baira, Brighton, Trukukona, Elfara, Lukala, Varguti Tripano, Kathy Mars, and the Trikunoku Cape Town Tripo, Varguda Pinam Chirongwa, Vemanura, number Zenu, Ipopano, Hilda and Como, Sister Hilda, Nura, number Zenu, Tukufonere, Virginia, Mawira, Arguti Gaberoni, Tripano, Tudokuns, Gokune, our Variku Gaberoni, Kumonia, Yamad's Mai, Kutimupindam Chirong. Nekuti manzwa zvataura mai Rosemary Vambe, vati ivo madzimai musatyire kure kupinda mune zvemabhizimusi. Vati ivo vakatanga bhizinesi ravo vane mashets mashomanana, asi gore rino vatori nemabhegi 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 avanawo ikoko kutrade fair. Uyezve vati patoriwo nevamwe vari kubva kunyika dzakadai sana Indonesia, vati aiwa toda kuti tizowana tichidyidzana nemi. So star there, I had a business woman speaking from the trade fair saying, you know, retelling how she started. She said she started with a few shirts a few years ago. But this year, she says she is, you know, ready to go. She's all fired up and she has bags and bags of merchandise.
Wow, that's
and she also said, actually, she has somebody from Indonesia who said they want to come and buy from her. So hopefully that business deal goes through.
That's very interesting. And for our videos, let us say, Atanda Oguti Sibonge, who in Tatalis in Dabai to Anastasia and Lofong, just Procole, Fanex, Lubon Lue, Lapate, Kukuluma Kona, Unkosigazi Ruth Mube, Unkonislao is at ITF, Unkosigazi Noma Temba and Lovu, Yena, Womunyamu Chalimana, Njalo, Lo Stella and Gomo, Yena, Hayi bekunga sostela nkomo bekungu Ruth Ncube lo noma Themba Ndlovu Themba sizaba labo ecingweni laye ustela nkomo obona ngwethulwa kwembiko lati sithande ukwemukela abasilandelayo lapha ebulenjini silo Justice Rupondo uyatshengisa ukuthi ngempela basibukele abantu lo Mokhomotse Prika Ofente lo Connie Mokabok njalo lo Thembekile Mhlanga Mjimba siyubonile ukuthi watching from Joburg ya qhubeka usibukele te lo Alan Chininga lo Conan Tevera lo munye uthi ubukela ekhonale eHarare SBD uEdson Kasokola uthi yena usibukele eMozambique njalo lo Colin lo hayife sengimqambile welenhlanhla ngizwe ngimqambe kabili yes siliqhubekeke lisibukele kuhle ukuthi sibe kwazi ukuthi hayi asikhulumi nje sikhuluma semoya njalo laba eli sanda kusixhuma kathesi sixoxa ngombukiso weZITF osaqhubeka kobulawayo njalo sizwile ukuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa sefikile ukuthi awuvule ngokusemthethweni kusasa ngolesihlanu kukanti umsekeli wakhe uMnumzana Chiwenga yena ubese uvulile nje owamabhizimusi ngamalanga ambalwa edluleyo.
I think we actually have one of our first guests, an exhibitor at the trade fair, Sister Abigail Mulea. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Tell us a little bit about your organization and what you are exhibiting at the trade fair.
Okay, thank you very much. My name is Abigail Mlea. I am exhibiting under Omuhle Rains Private Limited. Omuhle Rains is an organization that deals with artworks. So esikwenzayo siyadweba imbukiso, siyadweba abantu, inyamazana and anything iclient yethu engafisa ukwenza.
So before I turn you over to Star, I just wanted to know what has been the response of people that are actually coming to the exhibition from what you can see. How many women are they compared to what you've seen in previous years?
We have quite a number of women. I think personally, comparing with the previous years, this year we have recorded quite a number of women participating, actually exhibiting at the ZITF. Because I check even Gustav said where we are, we have more than 90% of people who are exhibiting are women and very few men there. And most of them, they are into network marketing business and others are selling accessories like products like handbags as well as perfumes and other things.
Thank you so much. If you can hold on for Star, our guest here speaks in the Ndebele, so you can.
Mamle, ungasichazela ukuthi abantu bemukela njani lokho elikubukisayo.
Lokho esikubukisayo so far for our 3 days lezi ze business days, bekukhanya abantu sibili bekuthakazelela kakhulu. Silabantu abaningi abafikayo kuma stands ethu. Ikakhulu inumber yabantu abakade bevakatshela ibi-increase with ama-days, awe-business days elokhu esondela. Day 1, day 2, day 3 abantu besebebaningi kakhulu. Njalo kukhanya ama-clients akade fika, iningi labo it's people who are willing and able ukuthi bethi to do business with us. Njalo babuya labo nama-new ventures, things that they are doing, labo bezithengisa. Ikanti lathi futhi sibathengisela esilakho.
Yeah, kodwa khona lokho okudwetshwayo kuyakhanga kakhulu abantu na kumbe abantu bafuna okunye okungayisikho lokho.
Okudwetshwayo abantu abaningi kakhulu nginanzelele ukuthi abantu ngokufika estanding sethu bebengikhona benanzelela ukuthi ama-artworks izinto abazithakazelela kakhulu. Umuntu uma ezihlalele nje endlini asonto ayicabangayo ukuthi ama-artworks ngaba yinto engiyithanda, but the more umuntu esondele eduze inkhonina zethu into ayijabulela kakhulu. Njalo akusikho kodwa ade bebuya bekukhangela, umuntu bebuya mhlawumbe ebizwa libhana any other network marketing business eyenzakalayo ethi nanxa esonde abe sebona nankana ama-paintings laphana ahle asonde eduze. So abantu bekhanya bekuthakazelela kakhulu.
Yeah, hayi kulungile ungabamba khonapho ecingweni sizabuyela kuwe njalo ngesikhatshana.
Yebo ngiyabonga ma.
Yes, she's just explaining how people were very impressed about their works, the artifacts which they are exhibiting the trade fair.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tanga tiri kutaura isu nevamwe vari ku Zimbabwe International Trade Fair vari kutaura ivo kuti vakawanda ku trade fair panguva yazviri zvino 90% madzimai. Vati ivo kune madzimai ari kuita zve network marketing, kune madzimai zve vari kuita zve maperfume, kune madzimai vari kuita zve kusona nezvimwe zvakasiyana siyana, asi vari kuti pari zvino zvinhu zviri kufamba zvakanaka. Saka ndo zvatiri kunzwa ipo panapa. Miss Abigail, I don't know if you're still there because I can still hear you in the background.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. When you have business days, so who is actually coming to visit your stands?
Okay, during our business days, we fortunately, the TTF is nika ama invitation cards whereby we give to our clients which we as exhibitors have identified to say we would like them to come and visit our stands and see for themselves what we have to offer. And also, kunabanye who just come from the inviting amanye ama companies. Abanye njalo umuntu yazenzela decision to say I want to go and visit and look around what people have to offer during business days. So, mama, ngabantu abachiyeneyo. We have potential clients. We have people who are actually into businesses.
Yes.
Then we have exhibitors. Now, they come and visit Amanyama stands, they will not go into their life.
Also, are you also anticipating striking some major deals there? Because I think you were describing that it's a little bit bigger this year.
Yes. Sorry.
Are you hoping to strike some deals with some companies?
Yes, definitely. Okwenzakeleyo ikakhulu namuhla ngizakhulumela ilanga lanamhla ngoba yikho lapho esirekhode khona quite an increase in ama visitors abuyayo kustand specifically wesethu. Namhlanje sithole ithuba lokukhuluma nabe art gallery lapha kobulawayo basebe sithi khona silethe some of ama pieces ethu kusasa kuyabe kule gallery kule exhibition specifically for ama artworks. So ukuba sezethe ITF this year kusinike ithuba elokuthi sithi grow i market base yethu njalo lokuthi sikwazi ukuhambisa ama tracks bethu around ama exhibitions eBulawayo. Ninike example ye art gallery eyinye njalo yi Nesbit Castle bese ngikhona sithola namhle information ukuthi khona silakho njalo ukuhambisa ama pieces bethu Nesbit Castle sometime in November this year, kuzaba le exhibition for ama artworks. So yes, ukuba seze TTF increase ngingathi mina sibone growth in business yethu nama potential clients.
Hayi kuhle kakhulu. Kodwa libone ngani lizabahuga laba kwamanye amazwe?
Yes, kakhulu. Ngisanika njalo ama examples. Sithole njalo ithuba lokuthi sikhulume lo nkosikazi ovela ngiyalibala ibizo leyo inhlanganiso asuka kuyo, kodwa usizo abalunikayo bathi khona they offer free training to abantu abakuma-businesses khona phezimbabwe ukuthi bangasizakala kanjani ukuthi bakwazi ukukhulisa imarket yabo bayi-extende bakwazi uku-exporta to even other countries. So ngenxa ye-exhibition esiyithole ukuphatheka ezeTTF this year siyenelisile lathi ukuthi sithole i-information enjalo ukwenza ukuthi kusasa sincediseke sikwazi uku-increase i-business yet even to other countries.
Ye, lolwazi olubalulekileyo lolo. Kodwa yona ikhampani yenu ye-Omuhle Rains yona ibivele inganani, ibivele isaziwa na, kumbe liyabona ukuthi ngokuyibukisa lapha selikhuphule amathuba okuthi yazakale?
Yes. I-Omuhle Rains yikhampani esungulwe sometime last year njalo ibingakaya ngakali kakhulu bese operatele endlini kodwa ngenxa yombukiso lowo esithetha phatheka kuze TTF kusincedisile kakhulu ukuthi sibe kwazi ukuthi singahamba lathi siye renta ispace somewhere maybe at gallery kumbe somewhere etown we identify a space lapho singabe sibukisa khona abantu bebuya njalo kusincedisile ukuthi khona sesikwazi lathi ukuthi izinto esizenzayo ama-attracts ethu we can utilize o-Facebook, o-Twitter, o-Instagram nezinye izinto ezikhona ukuthi sazakale lathi izinda kwezinye indawo.
Ye, uke wakhuluma njalo langabesifazana abaphatheka kwelombukiso uthe banengi ngempela lokho abakubukisayo ungathini ngakho kwehlukile kakhulu kutshengisa nje ukuthi abantu balethe into ezehlukileyo kumbe ikhona lokho abantu ade bekufuna.
Okay, abesifazana laba into ababuya nazo mbona ukuthi it's interesting bayenza ama-projects amaningi achiyeneyo okunye mina ebengikuthola izinto engingazaziyo ngizakhuluma kakhulu nginike i-example yokunye okuthiwa ngama-butterfly cups. Ama-butterfly cups lawa akayaziwa kangako eZimbabwe. Kimi personally ayinto entsha kakhulu. Ayaziwa kwamanye amazwe. Ngawokuncedisa kakhulu abesifazana nxa bedlula through i-menstrual cycle yabo endaweni yokusebenzisa ama-pads kulokunye sokuyintroduce yokuthiwa ngama-butterfly cups. Awufisa ukwazi kakhulu bangagugla loba bafike khona esitendini ezeTTF bazozisisa njalo amangisi okunye besihlangana nabomama asebengene kuma-network marketing businesses amanye ngesike sizezwa ngawo kodwa ngenxa yokuphatheka ukasondelela eduze besihamba sisiza ukuthi lathi singancediseka kanjani kukho njalo kuyasinceda ukuthi sibe kwazi ukuthi for me ukuthi ngingene kubhizinisi yangikhona kuthatha ukuthi ngenze waphi amanyathela ngakho-ke sisizakele kakhulu.
Ye, hayi siyabonga. Ubambe khonapho ecingweni sizabuya njalo ku
kulungile. Ngiyabonga.
Ye, so there, Miss Abigail Mleya of Omuhle Rains is saying marvelous that their exhibition is very successful because so far they did get some offers to exhibit their artwork, mm-hmm. starting with the Bulawayo Art Gallery, so they can exhibit their art there, mm-hmm. and also Nesbitt Castle, which will also equip them with the skills of which they need to make their business grow. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, she says her company started operating from her house.
Wow.
That's
so
small.
Yes,
and she's
business.
Hoping that, yes, this putting it out there, the exhibition, will really make it grow. And she also tells us that especially ladies are exhibiting a lot of interesting stuff. For example, she gave an example of butterfly cups. Mm-hmm. She says there's a company that's exhibiting butterfly cups. That's a new concept.
Yes.
Instead, which women can use when they are in their menstrual cycles, instead of using the sanitary pads. So there are now these butterfly cups. And so if someone wants to know how they work, they can go to the ZIT app and they will see all that. I think that's very interesting, and that will, help the women.
Tanzwa pokuvakuna Mushare Abigail Mulea, the company nonzi Omuhle Rains, vari koko trade fair, vari kuti ivo, madzimai vakawanda, vari kuwanikwa ivo vachiuya kuzoona zviri kuitika ku trade fair, asi vari kuti ivo kambani yavo yakwanisa iyo kuwana atingati aya madiri kana kuti vanyorerana zvibvumirano neBulawayo Arts Gallery neNesbitt Castle, uyezve vachange vachivadzidzisa kuti unotengesa sei. Vari kutaurawo zvekuti pane mamwe madzimai vari kuita chirongwa chezvinonzi butterfly cup, zvinhu zvinokwanisa kushandiswa nemadzimai panguva yavo yekuteera. kuitira kuti vasa shaye nyaye yekushandisa masanitary pads ari kushaikwa munyika saka vari kuti pane zvimwe zvitsva zviri kuitika ikoko ku trade fair saka vari kuda kunzwa nenyaya iyo yema butterfly cups endai ku trade fair kubulawayo munozvionera pamuno sefojika kuti zvii zviri kuitika ikoko.
Mavelasi lapha nyezo kuti ecingweni silo Melissa Sipondlo ngomunye wababukisayo khona pha e trade fair siyakwamukela kuhlelo Mandlovu.
Njani?
Yes, ikhona wena ungasitshela nje imbali yakho ngamafichane ukuthi ungubani njalo ubukisa njengobani.
Okay, mina ngingosipho.
Njengoba
njoko. Thina lapha esikhona efekte sibukisa nga extending the 2 year advocating for health rights of ama sex workers. So we are saying that under Izan, we are saying ukuthi thina sibukisa ukuthi ama sex workers, the minority or the key population, sithi ukuthi sicela ukuthi ama service providers ethi ekhiphe abantu bengababandulo ingenxa yomsebenzi wabo or their identity. So yise sikwenzayo ethekweni ukuthini you are advocating for health rights for all and fairly.
Ye, ungasichasisela lapho ukuthi nxa usithi ama sex workers utsho bona ngempela abesifazana abathengisa imizimba.
Yes, I think ukuthi ngabesifazana bodwa. There are also male sex workers in the industry.
Yeah.
And utsho ukuthi everyone sells sex. So singasigqiki ngokuthi sicabangele ukuthi ama sex workers ngabantu abomoba ngomama abagqoke izikhethe ezifitshane kuphela. But they are people who live within us.
Ye kulungile kodwa lawe singathi ungomunye wabo kumbe ulwela amalungelo abo kuphela.
You know what? That I can never disclose, but what I'm saying is we are fighting for the cause whether I am a sex worker or not a sex worker.
Ye kulungile ukuthi bakhona nyake ngixoxe labo bevuma so sifuna ukuba kwazi kwenzela ukuthi sikhulume kuhle lapha singa lahlumlomo. Ye so ke bese singena ke edabeni singalo kuyini kahle kahle elikubukisayo lapha
esikubukisayo ngama health service providers. We are seeking for safe and health service providers to not discriminate sex workers in our country because we are also human beings. Silwela into efanayo, we also want to do everything. So sicela ukuthi sithike njengabantu bonke abafanayo kule the access to ama health care services njengabantu bonke.
Ye umbiko wena uqondiswe kubani? Litshela uhulumende ngokwakhe, litshela amapolisa, litshela nje umphakathi.
We are saying this message to everyone that we want free and fair health care services to sex workers despite the work that we do, sicela sikhiphe njenge-every citizen in Zimbabwe.
Ye, abantu bemukela njani lokho elikutshengisa? Bavumelana lani, bayalixhasa, bathini?
Abantu, people have different views and ama-opinions abo atshiyene, but esikutshoyo ukuthi we can never change what people think and view about us. But thina silwela ukuthini? Can we please be recognized as citizens of this country and fight ukuthi sithole ama health care services singadiscriminatwa ngenxa yokuthi sithengisa ini ucansi. Sicela lathi nxa siya le STI kumbe siyacela ukuthatha amaphilisi ethu, be treated like anybody else in this country.
Ye isisusa salo umzabalazo yisiphi? bese bevele bebandlululwa yini abantu abayenza lo abathengisa ucansi?
Yes, babandlulula into le esiyazakalayo ukuthi khona people who call themselves sex workers but discriminate kakhulu, but tell ukuthi thina yithi ama-cause of STIs or HIV in this country. But we say no, this is not us. Thina we fair and fairly agree to safe sex. So sicela ukuthi singadiscriminate, sicela ukutreatwa njengawonke umuntu nje kuleli ilizwe.
Ye, ngezinye indlela elikutshengisayo lapha imbhalo ekhuthaza abantu, libanikana abantu ukuthi bewamukela umbono umbiko wenu.
Okay, we are distributing free condoms and we are saying we practice safe. Mm-hmm. And that's why we want ukuthi e-health care service, and isibone njengabantu, besitreate njengabantu, bengasibandlululi. So now we value our health. Because sithi ukuthi siyafisa ukuthi lathi nxa siya ezibhedlela bengasibandlululi. Besitreate njengawonke umuntu ofisa ukuthi ezoyelatshwa each any disease that they have, bengasivaleli phandle.
Ye, yeah. Kulungile, ungabamba khona apha ecengweni sizaphenduka kuwe njalo sizokubuza omnye umbuzo.
Kulungile ma.
Yes, so we have Melissa Sipondlovu.
She's so saying maybe before we go to what she's saying, just let's take a caller, then we'll drop them and come back what Melissa said. I was really listening intently because it sounded very interesting. Hello?
Hello?
Makadi, because it's Faith.
Tiri kwedu mangadiwa.
Ai wa tiri po zvedu muturi kutaura nemi muri kupi?
Ndiri mubhulawayo.
Zvakatonaka zvakadaro. Ndisis Faith anava.
Mupa waenda.
Okay, saka kwakamira sei kubhulawayo? Muri kuenda here kutrade fair?
Ndanga ndichitoplana kuenda Saturday nekuti ndanisina mari zvangu yekupinda.
Kunoita mari yekupinda?
Ndakanzoti tiketi $5, I'm not so sure tichokwadi.
Asi munoona zvirongwa zvakadai setrade fair zvichibatsira here imi semadzimai nyanya?
Ndoona zvichibatsira zvisingaiti.
Zvinobatsira sei?
Kunodzidziswa zvakasiyana-siyana, especially kana zvakaita wanoita zvemabhizinesi. Kana uriwo mukadzi unoona how to start a business, how to manage a business, zvichingodaro, uchiona kuti vamwe vanozviita sei, vamwe vanozvigona sei zvavanenge vachiita muindustry mo.
Saka pane mabasa emaoko amuri kubata here imi semudzimai?
Inini zvangu hapana zvangu zvandiri kuita.
Asi shuwiro yenyu ndeyekudii mune ramangwana?
Shuwiro yangu ndiyo yekutiwo ndiite a small business, but mari manje. Capitals yekutanga business ndo inenge ichinetsa zvangu, but yanga iri shuro yangu yekuti dite izvozvo.
Aiwa, pakanaka, tinotenda sisi Faith, muve nezuva rakanaka, uyezve tinoshuvira kuti mukwanise kuenda ikoko kutrade fair.
Alright, maita basi.
Bye bye. Star, that was one of our callers. Just she lives in Bulawayo, but she's saying she would like to go to the trade fair, but it's costing her $5, and right now she doesn't have the money. But let's go back to what our exhibitor was saying, Miss Melissa.
Yes, sibuyele kuwe Mandlovu. Ukhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona.
Yeah, okunye njalo ade nithande ukubuza khona ukwenza ukuthi abalaleli bethu belalele bezwe lukonke lokho elikunika abantu, uthe liya distributor ama condoms lokunye, lithi abantu ngiyiphi eminye imbiko elinika abantu eliyabela abantu lama condoms la, lithi bawenzeni, lithi kwenze njani?
Masinika ama condoms lithi practice safe, then we stop the spread of HIV. Ifisa lathi to engage in the 1990 corner and you reduce any HIV and AIDS rate. So you could be nika ama condom for free, between as well as the minister's nagagele in Tiboye too.
Ye, uphinde wakhuluma olunye njalo udaba ukuthi abantu bacabanga ukuthi abathengisa ucansi ngabesifazana kuphela, bakhona labesilisa. Ungathi banengi yini inhlanganiso yakho yake ibabone abayenza lo msebenzi?
I wouldn't give you the statistics that now because it can be confidential, but engikuthi ukuthi masingakhangeli ukubana angani abantu abangomama yibo bodwa abathengisa ucansi. Bakhona abangobaba abathengisa ucansi. Ucansi lithengisa loma yini. Let's not judge. That's what we are saying. Ukuthi wonke umuntu uyathengisa ucansi, can we treat that as a profession?
Nxa usithi wonke umuntu uyathengisa ucansi, uchuthi bonke labasezindlini labendile wonke umuntu uyathengisa nje ucansi, utsho baphi la?
Sorry to say that, but what I'm saying is, which one? You cannot pinpoint a sex worker or the sex worker on Muntu Onje. Like what we're trying to say, do not judge the sex worker or the Muntu Okoye in this yet. Like most people, they think of what Muntu Cheng is so fancy. Muntu means pretty, Mukela is saying that it's a good fancy. A sex worker can be anybody, wherever and whenever.
Yeah, hayi kuyezwakala. Ume khona phonza buya la futhi omunye umbuzo usichasisele ukuthi kuhamba njani. Kodwa siyaqala sithathe umlaleli, silo umlaleli ubuhle benkosi ecingweni. Siyakwamukela kuhle. Yeah, ungani ungaphakamisa mbijana ilizwi lakho lingani liyacwila. Usitshele ibizo lakho lonke ngokugcweleyo lokuthi utshayela ucingo ungapi kwelizwe.
Mina ubuhle benkosi Ncube ithaya ucingo ngoBulawayo.
Ehe. Ungasinika umbono wakho ngodaba lolo lusegudweni.
Ngicela ningithindela ngisazisisanga kuhle.
Ye, sikhuluma ngombukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair osaqhubeka, wena uhambile yini?
Hayi, ngisahamba ngomgqibelo.
Ngomgqibelo, ye, yikho lapho kulula khona ngempela viki. Kuyini kahle kahle ufuna ukubona e-trade fair? Wawuchona uhamba iminyaka yonke kumbe uhamba lo nyaka kumbe swake weqisa?
I think ayi ngesikhathi.
Yokuyikho kokuthumayo ukuthi uhambe lo nyaka kuyini?
Hayi, ngifuna ukuzibonela nje ukuthi kunjani lo nyaka.
Uhamba labo bani? Uhamba labantwana labani?
Uhamba labangazi
bami. Yeah, so ngezinye indlela kukhona kahle kahle ofuna ukubona i-trade fair kumbe uzabona ingqe ikuyini okukhona. Akukho nje okunye olakho ungayifika e-trade fair othi laphana ngiza kuya kustand lesiyana lalesiyana kumbe hayi uhambela nje ukuyabona konke okukhona.
Hayi, mina ngihambele kakhulu okwezikolo lokuthanda okwama-university ababenze ama-post ababelawo nje ngiyabona khona phana ngikhe ngithande ukufika khona.
Oh, kwakulama post atshengisayo ukuthi kulokwama university.
Yeye, njengokuthi o-NSD babe le branch yabo labo kwaphana, o-LSD babe le branch yabo labo kwaphana. So nxa ufuna ukubuza ngama post ukuthi bandisa njani kuma university, uba kuba easy njengokuthi NSD isebhere but kuyabe sekuseduza.
Oh, ngezinye indlela ufuna ukungena ekolitshini? Oh, kodwa wena ufuna ukuya MSU ukuphela kumbule themba lokuthi azabe emaningi ama-college lawa abukisa?
Hayi, azabe emaningi wonke aseZimbabwe.
Ah, kuhle. So uhamba uthwele wonke ama-certificate a? Hayi, kuhle. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu ukusiphathisa kuhlelo. Utshone usithinta ecingweni sikhulume la. Yes, that was a listener. She saying she sounded she's going
very
there.
Young. What yeah. Was she saying?
Yeah, actually, she must be a high school graduate because uh-huh. She's saying she wants to see the there are some colleges exhibiting there, like MSU. So she wants to see what the entry requirements are like, how she can get there. So she says she wants to get to college and other colleges there.
Wow,
so,
that's a very
and
interesting.
She's going
take.
There with her friends. Yes, it's quite interesting.
And that's our future right there. But let me also engage. I think Miss Melissa Ndlovu. She seemed to be saying something very exciting. Miss Ndlovu, are you on the line? Oh, I understand we've lost her.
Oh, she's
but
gone.
You
and yes, what I was saying is that she's saying that mostly her message is that people shouldn't judge the sex workers on what they are doing and that they are right or wrong. And she's saying people accuse them and say they are the ones who spread HIV, but yes. She's saying that's not true. Anyone can. And she's saying that they are mostly fighting discrimination because when... sex workers go to hospitals with STIs, they discriminate them. Mm. So they just want equal access to health. And so she says they are directing their message to the government that they want equal treatment like everyone else.
Very interesting.
And they are distributing free condoms. Mm-hmm. She's saying they are preaching this gospel of safe sex, and they actually have a stand there. They are exhibiting as sex workers.
Very, very interesting.
And she's saying people should take note that when people refer to sex workers, it's not just women.
That
yeah,
I heard.
Says they are men.
Wow.
Lots of men, too, who are sex workers.
A very interesting view there. But let's also welcome some of our live streamers on our Facebook pages here on VOA. Shona Elfara Lukula. Arikutindiri pano, Kathy Mazanzi, tukuna ku Cape Town, Francisca Dada. Arikutindifone Ray Hilda Nkomota mboku Moresai, Virginia Mawira. Arikutindiri pano, Lucia Stella Mabugu. Arikutie Maskati, anzi haiti, Maskati Lucia, jidi say say. Sheila Mamoyo is saying, haiti tema ave, Maskwira say nebasa. I love your show, love watching you from Gaborone in Botswana. Iba ema nyora namba zenyu, sister Sheila Mamoyo, kuitrotiti mupindo wa mchirongwa. Nesuwa tunokudai uyezo tunokutu mpinde mchirongwa. Courage Mpala. Anzi tirikuno kukapa, tirikukunzwa hii loud and clear. E, kune avo vanga vasina kunzwa shatorwa na sisi Melissa Ndlovu. Vati ivo iko koku International Trade Fair. Kune mangwe, mangwe masangano ariku zizi savanu nenyaya zeeshi rikwereshe pabonde. Varikuti ivo vana vafanre kunge vachishora avo vaneta basa re mabasa epabonde. Varikuti je avasi vega madzimai vaneta mabasa epabonde. Pane varume je. Varikuita basa iro repabonde varikuti ivo. Ivo sevanhuwo vanoda kupiwa kodzero dzavo nekuti vanhu vanovhota. Vanhu vanobva munyika iyo yeZimbabwe. Saka varikuti ivo vanhu havafanire kuvasarura nekuti kana varikuita mabasa epabonde havafanire kupiwa kodzero dzakakwana. Ndozvo achitaura sisi Melissa Ndlovu variko koku Trade Fair. Uko varikuti ivo varikudzidzisa veruzhinji nyanya nezvirwere zvakadai sana STI zvinobatirwa nevanhu pabonde. I was just recapping the star on what Ms. Melissa Ndlovu was saying about some of the work that they're doing at the trade fair. But I think we've forgotten about our other guest, Ms. Abigail Mulea. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Yes. If you can just maybe give us in brief that as an organization, like you said, you started at your house. How big are you anticipating to get?
Okay, thank you. Tina esikhangele njenge omuhle range. Sikhangele ukuthi business yethu iexpand, sikwazi ukugaina i-market share enkulu kusukela kuma individuals abantu abafisa ukuthi bayenzele ama artworks lama paintings abazadecorate ezindlini kusiya even as far as ukuthi sithole ama clients anjengama hotels abafisa ukuthi sibenzele ama paintings nama artworks abaza decorator kuma lodges la kuma hotels both locally eZimbabwe and even go international market.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, ungasichazela njalo ukuthi iyanceda yini i-company yakho ukuqhatsha abanye abantu. Usebenza labantu abangaki njalo kuyabanceda labo ukuguqula impilo zabo.
Okay, okwakhathesi i-company enguye njengoba ngithile ukuthi ibe i-company esasungulwa hathi ibingakaqali ukuqhatsha abantu. Kodwa in future sikhangelele ukuthi sikwazi lathi uku-employer abanye especially abantu abakwazi ukwenza into ze-art ikakhulu. Kisa ukuthi khona in future abantu baphatheke bathole employment through omuhle range. Abanye abakwazi ukwenza ama portraits, abanye abakwazi ama sculptures, etc., etc. Njalo sikhangele ukufundisa even abantwana abasakhulayo abakwazi ukudweba lihle ama talent abo, i-talent labo umntwana lihle likhule sasungula azathi la ephambili akwenzethe professional level.
Ye, kodwa okwamanje khonokhele kubukisayo kudwetshwa mbani?
Okwamanje i-artist ithiwa nguAndile Khanyisile Mbeya.
Andile Khanyisile
Mbeya.
Hayi kuhle, la usetshengisa lapha ubuciko bakhe. Yeah, that's very interesting. Ngoba la ngokwakhe la uyathuthuka ngakho nje belitshengisa umsebenzi womuntu oyedwa.
Yes, okwakhathi sesitshengisa umsebenzi womuntu oyedwa. Uyatholakala ku Facebook, ku Twitter la ku Instagram.
Oh, yebo. Ngakho ku Facebook ebulenjini ke litholakala ngapi? Esingathi i-address yangkhona.
Omuhle Rains.
Wo ukuthi Omuhle Rains.
Yeah,
hayi kuhle sithemba abalaleleyo bazayithekelela ikhasi lenu bebona ukuthi kuyini elikwenzayo.
Yeah, kakhulu.
Yeah, ububambe khonapho siza buya njalo kuwe. Yes, so the Miss Mulea is saying that they are hoping to grow and do home decor so that they can, not just homes, but even in lodges, in hotels, so that they also can be asked to come and do that. She hasn't yet hired other people to create employment because they are still growing, but she's saying she's hoping they will employ more people and do home decors and even teach children the art. Very interesting. Very powerful there.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi tiri kutarisa nezviri kubuda kubva kugungano reZimbabwe International Trade Fair 2018. Tanga tiri kunzwa muzvari Abigail Mulea veOmuhle Rains vachitaura ivo vachiti ivo pari zvino kambani yavo ichiri diki. Asi vari kutarisira kuti mune ramangwana vachangewo vachitora vamwe vanhu asi shuwiro yavo ndeyekuti ivo vakwanise kunge vachishanda nezvinhu zvakadai semahotera nemaloji uyezve vari kuti ivo vanoshuwira kuti dai vana vechidiki vadzidziswa zvinhu zvakadai sekuitazve zvatinoti kupenda nezvimwe zvakadaro nekuti nyaya iyoyi yezvinhu zvekuita nechekupenda nezvimwe zvakadaro vazhinji vanoitarisira pasi asi vari kuti ivo pari zvino ndozvavasvitsa kuInternational Trade Fair yegore rino. Star, what I found going back to one of the young callers, I think, you know, it's very interesting that the tertiary education organizations are also exhibiting. And that young lady that came on, you asked her that, are you carrying your certificates? What did she say?
Yeah, she says they will be carrying the certificates with their friends.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just wondering if it's such a, you know, a tedious task to get to these institutions that they have to do that. Or she just wants to be informed, you know.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, it could be cheaper. She just wants information.
Actually, it's cheaper because some of the institutions might be in Mashingo, in Bindura, and in Mutare. So if they are at the ZITF and you
not?
Live in Bulawayo, that's the best point to get
so
there.
So she's going there with her friends. So they will be they get equipped with the information. And actually, one of the speakers was from the sound bites we had when you started the show was Sheila Sitambi. She's a businesswoman there. She was actually at the trade fair. We're hoping we'll get her in the show, but she was saying, I'm busy at the trade fair,
yes.
So I will pick the phone when there isn't much noise, but suppose I'm called on to explain something, or I won't be able to come. But they had a business conference, especially for women, to equip them and also to share the information on how they can maximize their businesses and their exhibitions there, which is very important.
Yes, it would have been interesting if we had gotten it. But I know being at the trade fair, sometimes you're trying to close the last deal right there. Saka kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, tanga tiri kutaura isu kuti pane vamwe vechidiki vari kuwanikwawo vachienda ikoko ku trade fair, vamwe vati ivo vari kuenda kunoshanyira zvikoro zvichange zviriko fanike vana MSU veku vana Midland State University veku nevamwe veku Africa University nemamwe oma university kunyika variko ikoko ku trade fair. Saka vechidiki vari kuti aiwa isusu tichange tienda ikoko kuti tinonzwa kuti tingapinde sei munzvimbo idzodzi. Star,
yeah, kusenjalo sizacela elakho elokugcina Mamleya ukuthi uthini ngalokho ngakho konke lokho besixoxa ngakho nje isifingo.
Okay, ngiyabonga. Okokugcina engingakuletha ikakhulu ngokuqondise kubomama yikuthi khona asibonakaleni siphatheka kakhulu ekuhambeni ezeTITF ngoba mina personally ngibone kuqakathekile kakhulu. Iminyaka le edlule bengihamba ngingumuntu obesiyabuka, kodwa this time around lami ngihambe ngumuntu obesiya exhibitor. Kubomama ngibone ukuhle kakhulu ukuthi lanxa sesifikile laphana
Yeah, manje isikhathi asisavumi sasiza kuquma emoyeni ayisibongile kakhulu ukuxoxa lawe.
Thank you so much for having been our guest.
So we'd like to say thank you there to Abigail Mulea of Omuhle Rains. She was exhibiting there. And to also like to say thank you to Melissa Siphondlovu, another exhibitor for sex workers in Bulawayo. And we'll also like to thank everyone who joined us, the listeners. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga. Let's meet again on Thursday. Bomama, asihluzeni bomama.
Thank you so much to all our Facebookers. Thank you for having live streamed with us and all those that were here. Our guest, as Star just mentioned, who joined us here today. Thank you so much. And for those that haven't yet visited the trade fair, please do so. The president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, is expected to officially open the trade fair tomorrow. So until next week, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye saying good night.